Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events. Here's Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. Organizers are gearing up for the fall 40 Days for Life prayer campaign after a successful spring effort that included a rally across the street from the Planned Parenthood in Aurora and just a few feet away from the Waterleaf Pro-Life Pregnancy Resource Center. Catherine Walker spoke with Steve Carlin before that event. Mr. Carlin is the National Campaign Director for 40 Days. Ms. Walker helps prayer teams near the giant abortion facility in Aurora, and she frequently encourages women who are about to get an abortion to reconsider and instead go to Waterleaf. Aurora, by the way, is home to a year-round prayer campaign for women and their unborn babies.
We all know it starts with prayer, and we are so grateful that we're a 365 site. We have been dedicated to the vigil for many, many, many years, and I am blessed to be part of the campaign.
Well, it's a blessing to have had you involved in the campaign. I think that this is such a critical location because we look at sort of the national environment, especially since Roe v. Wade was overturned, and we see that Illinois has, for some reason, positioned itself as an abortion sanctuary. They're looking not just to abort Illinois babies, but to bring babies in from other pro-life states surrounding and ramp up the abortion numbers. And so what we find is that in some states you can win politically, in others you can't win politically, but in all states, God is sovereign and provides us with the opportunity to come out and pray and to witness and to fast and to do outreach. And that's why we see red state or blue state, it doesn't matter, lives are being saved, and that's no different where we are right here.
To your point, Steve, I understand that. You know, being an Illinois resident all my life, I understand the political challenges here for us. But many of us who are standing on the Hill are locking arms, and we're not going to be defeated. We are standing here in God's army and doing what He has brought us out here to do. But we know we've got a big fight, but we're optimistic.
I think you should be optimistic, and more than optimistic, even hopeful. And one of the things that we love to do is share the statistics of what the Lord has accomplished through 40 Days for Life. Not because we're looking to rack up a score sheet or something like that, but when we see the fact that more than 25,000 lives have been saved at that last desperate moment because somebody showed up to pray in front of an abortion facility, it's an encouragement to people. It's a consolation. It helps them consider, I come out here, maybe there will be a child who lives to see his or her birthday. And it's happening all around. It's happened here multiple times this
Absolutely.
Campaign already around the world.
We had a couple that turned from their appointment and went into Waterleaf. We are so grateful that they have a heart of compassion, and they come alongside these couples and help them to make a very, very tough decision. So praise God that they're there, and we're so grateful that people will consistently support these types of organizations all across the nation, because we know they outnumber the abortion clinics.
Big time, big time. And even those 25,000 saved babies that I mentioned, I think that number, we always emphasize those are just the saved babies that we know about.
Right.
I think there are many more. And I always say, I think there are times where somebody could be out here in front of this Planned Parenthood praying and maybe doubting, like Thomas, right? Does it really make a difference? You know, you might hear all the 40 Days for Life stories and the statistics, but people come out and they say, gosh, I've never seen a baby saved when I've been out here. But it's altogether possible that the car that just drove by was occupied by a woman who was coming for an abortion until she saw you and your smile and your love and your faith, and she stayed in that car and kept on going. And that sounds like a nice thing for me to say, I suppose, but we know that it's true because former abortion workers have told us that when there is somebody out here praying in front of an abortion facility, the no-show rate for those abortion appointments goes up to as high as 75%. We love to share that number, and sometimes we get criticized for that number because people will say, I've been out here for 20 years, I've never seen a 75% turnaround rate. And we say, that's exactly the point. You don't see it.
No.
But the abortion facility, the people who are doing the scheduling, they do see it.
They feel it. They feel it. I can tell you just by the fact that they're behind us, they have ramped up their escort numbers today because they know we're going to be out here doing mighty work. But to your point, Steve, one day early on in my experience out here, a woman did pull up and said, thank you that you are here, that you people are here praying, because I came here 6 months ago to do a stupid thing. And she says, because I turned away, I have my Michael. And I looked in the back seat, and there is Michael looking back at me with those big eyes, and he's now 10 years old.
It doesn't get any better than that, right? It just does not get any better than that. And that's one story, but there are so many just like it. Every 40 Days for Life campaign, I'm blessed with a front row seat. I get all of the reports coming in from the front lines. And probably 6 or 8, maybe 10 times a campaign, we get a story like that. Sometimes it's 6 months, sometimes it's a year, 5 years. We've had as many as 14 years later. Somebody comes by, they pull up, they hit the brakes, they get out of the car, and you think, oh boy, this guy's about to let me have it. He's going to give me a piece of his mind. Mm-hmm. And instead, it's a mother, or it's a father, or it's a grandparent coming back to say thank you. And if it's not the little boy in the back seat, it's the photo on the phone of the little girl. She's playing soccer, she's taking gymnastics, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, it's
wonderful.
Praise God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Steve, you know, we need more people in Illinois to come out and pray and be a part of our efforts. And we never know who God is going to call out here. I can tell you that for myself, how did I get involved? Because a lot of people will ask me that. I went to a banquet, and that's where I heard about 40 Days for Life, and I got the tap on the shoulder, and I signed up. God calls. He calls us, but he equips those that he calls. I certainly didn't walk in knowing everything. I had to learn along the way, but God was good. And he brought people on my team that brought strength. And we worked together in unity. And it was a wonderful thing. So for all of you out there that are considering joining a vigil or even leading a vigil, encourage people around you, people from your church, people from your community groups, from your Bible studies. They're out there. You need to pray for softened hearts, and they will come forward. God will move them forward. And I have seen such amazing things happen out here as I've had different members come and go off of their team. You know, it's a season of life. Just jump in for a season of life and see where God is going to use you. And it's all for his glory. That's why we're out here.
Well, everybody has their experience of the first time that they came out. And it's sometimes they're intimidated, they're worried, what's it going to be like? Is there going to be confrontation? And really, it's not like any of that. We almost never, if ever, have someone come out one time and say, you know what, that's not for me, I don't think I'm coming back. Usually the Lord draws people back again and again and again. So I encourage anybody in the audience to go to 40daysforlife.com/Aurora, or if you want to look for other locations in the area, 40daysforlife.com/locations, and you can sign up and come. You're committing to 1 hour of prayer. And I think, you know, sometimes we, to get back to what we were talking about a little bit before, you can say, what difference can we make in an abortion sanctuary state like Illinois? It makes all the more difference here. I think people should be involved in the political process, the legislative process, but we know that's an uphill battle in a state like this. Here, you can come out and anybody can save a life. That's when I got involved. You shared the beautiful story of how you got involved. For me, it was a realization that I don't need to farm out my love for God and neighbor and my love for life to my legislators in my state capitol or in Washington, D.C. There's something that I can do directly to roll up my sleeves and maybe save a life. So there's no feeling like it. And I hope that more people do come out and make their voice heard, first and foremost to the Lord, but also toward those who feel like maybe they have to make a decision that there's other options.
Absolutely. I want to speak to those that feel, well, I'm a little anxious. Maybe I shouldn't go out there. I don't know what's going to happen. Is it safe? I've been coming out here for years and have never felt unsafe. But I can tell you that when we get some people that drive by that want to voice their opinion, I'm encouraged. Because when those things set us back, that's spiritual warfare. If we didn't get any pushback or nobody was offended, if you will, by us being out here, you know what, then we're probably not doing the right thing. But boy, oh boy, when they show up, I am like, amen. Because I believe, we pray for them, of course, but I believe many times those people can become our biggest champions in a couple of years.
I think that's true. And I think one of the reasons why is it took me a little while participating in 40 Days for Life before I realized that those angry honks or the occasional middle finger are usually coming from a place of pain. And when we respond in love, as we always do at 40 Days for Life, I think sometimes people, they try to provoke us into an angry response, and then it justifies every preconception they may have had about this. Oh, they hate women, they hate me, they're judging me. And when we respond with love, it kind of is disarming. And I think that's why I can tell you one of the most beautiful stories I ever witnessed was we were out at my local vigil in Madison, Wisconsin, and a woman came up and just started cursing one of our volunteers, just swearing at her, just nasty. I thought I might have to call the police. And our volunteer said, I had my abortion in 1972. When did you have yours? And the anger just melted away. The woman collapsed into our volunteer's arms, sobbing and hugging her. And it was a first step toward healing. So we're here to save babies for sure and to prevent moms from experiencing that trauma. We've talked about statistics before. How do you put a number on the impact of a heart healed in the wake of abortion? We're here for that too.
Absolutely. I can remember my first turnout here many, many years ago. I was out here by myself, and a gentleman came from another church and joined me. And as we stood out here and prayed together, I was watching the parking lot, and I saw a young couple leave. God prompted me to walk across the street for the very first time. And I walked across the street, and as I got closer, they looked younger and younger. I said, I just want you to know we're here for you. We care about you. We're praying for you. And my eyes met her, and the next thing that God told me to say was, you're pregnant, aren't you? And she says, yes. I said, and you're scared, aren't you? And she said, yeah. I said, I know. I was a woman that did this many years ago, and I was scared too. But you don't have to make a decision right now. Can we drive you down to Waterleaf, which at that point they were down the street before their new facility here? And they said, yes. We drove them down there, and I talked to the counselor a few hours later, and you know, they can't tell you a lot, but what I got was, what you said had high impact. Now, it wasn't what I said, it was what the Holy Spirit told me to say. This is completely my first time. And then she said, you should sleep well tonight. So those moments will kick you into high gear.
They do, and we come out here for each and every one of those women, those babies, the fathers, everybody who is touched by abortion. We come for them first and foremost, but what we see is that in the aggregate, those add up, and they begin to change our society. And a couple of cases in point, we just got some wonderful news recently that the Planned Parenthood abortion facility, sort of the flagship abortion facility in the United States of America, right down in Manhattan, announced plans to go out of business. And also that same week, here in the state of Illinois, we saw four different abortion facilities close their doors for the very last time. And so to me, you know, after Roe v. Wade was overturned, not only did it seem as though you would see maybe the red state facilities go out of business, but the blue state ones would be busier than ever. We've seen abortion facilities close, as we just mentioned, multiple in Illinois, multiple in New York. We saw one of the oldest in Minnesota close earlier this year. In recent years, we've seen Washington State. We just had the fourth abortion facility in Sacramento, California to close after a 40 Days for Life vigil. I think all of that means that it's only a matter of time before this Planned Parenthood that we stand before right now shuts its doors for the last time.
Oh, Steve, how exciting that is to know what you just shared. I've heard some of it, and thank you for the refresher and bringing it forward. Even in our state and in New York, that facility was Margaret Sanger's original facility. It's just amazing how God is working. So I don't think anybody should ever walk away feeling defeated. The more that comes at us, and I've already said this, the more that comes at us is affirmation that we are doing a good thing. If we sat out here and nobody came and confronted us, or nobody was agitated, or we weren't having any impact, but because we are attacked, because the enemy's on our heels, that always encourages me to even fight more, because what we're doing is making a difference.
And I think the eyes of the pro-life world and the eyes of America are on Aurora, Illinois, and the state of Illinois right now. And I say that because, you know, earlier this year, we got news that the Planned Parenthood abortion facility in Mobile, Alabama closed. And we rejoice in that and we celebrate that. But nobody is really surprised by that, right? It's Alabama,
right.
Bible
right.
Belt.
Right.
When you see four in the state of Illinois close their doors on one day, I think people from sea to shining sea take notice and think, maybe this prayer thing does work.
Yes, yes. Well, Steve, thanks for bringing that up, too, because I'm sure those facilities have been there for a long time, and there's been prayer warriors and vigils out there for many, many, many years. We never know when the harvest is going to be, but we're out there to plant those seeds and make sure that we are standing in the gap for these precious, precious unborn children.
Well, I always say there's a lot of different ways to serve God and to serve neighbor. And I'm not trying to say my way to serve God can beat up your way to serve God, but I think there's something particularly dear to God's heart about a ministry like 40 Days for Life. Because when you go serve in so many other mission fields, you can see the fruits of your prayer right there. You're in a soup kitchen, and that's a wonderful thing to do. I'm not trying to downplay that at all, but you can be in a soup kitchen and you can walk away with the satisfaction of knowing that somebody had a hot meal today because of what you did. You come out here, you may see it, you may not, but what does our Lord tell us? Blessed are those who have not seen, but who have believed.
Absolutely.
And thanks be to God, now we're seeing. We're seeing it, we believed, and now we're seeing.
We are, absolutely.
Catherine Walker and Steve Carlin with 40 Days for Life. More of their conversation after this.
Hail and well met. My name is Jenna.
I'm Kenna Rose.
And I'm Eliana.
We are three of the five hosts of the Self-Evident Podcast, a platform dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident, and our hope is that we do so in love.
We have seen a distinct lack of platforms talking about worldview issues and theology and just a lot of what's going on in the world from a perspective of speaking truth, but doing it in such a way that is loving. And so our hope is to be able to talk about these in such a way that
our peers can access
right,
it.
Right, absolutely. As well as interviewing a variety of people such as pastors, actors, theologians, directors, even some of our friends to glean wisdom from their own walks of life.
Yeah, so if you are in the Generation Z category, even if you're above that, or impressively, even if you're below that and you're listening to podcasts, good on you. We encourage you to stop by our platform at selfevidentpodcast.com.
Self-evident, speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love.
Joining Illinois Family Spotlight for this edition, a conversation between Catherine Walker and Steve Carlin with 40 Days for Life. Their comments were recorded during the 40 Days Spring Prayer Campaign across the street from the Planned Parenthood in Aurora, near the Waterleaf Pro-Life Pregnancy Resource Center. But teams pray there year-round, and organizers are making plans for the special 40 Days Fall Initiative beginning in late September.
Steve, here in Illinois, we really are more focused probably than most states on the political agenda, both on a local and a national. And I'm forever grateful that we have a president in the White House who is on our side. He's the most pro-life president that we've ever had, and grateful to see the things that he's doing to help us fight for the unborn. Love what J.D. Vance did at the national Walk for Life in Washington. He was there and spoke. And it's just a wonderful thing to know that we've got people in the White House that are also passionate about the unborn and saving the unborn.
Well, from a 40 Days for Life vantage point, one of the most immediate things that he did, that President Trump did, is sort of what he's not doing, which is weaponizing law enforcement against pro-lifers. We had seen just ridiculous persecution and abuse of the Department of Justice coming after pro-lifers, trying to intimidate them, make them feel that if you come out here and you peacefully pray, exercise your First Amendment rights, then we'll see what happens. You know, there were a couple of pro-lifers who were put in prison. President Trump let them out, directed law enforcement to no longer go after peaceful pro-lifers. And so that's a big step. But we also see other things, the defunding of Planned Parenthood International. We've got a big opportunity to defund Planned Parenthood at the federal level. We've got a petition at 40 Days for Life, defundplannedparenthood.com. But people are often surprised when I say this. If President Trump and Congress can get that across the finish line and defund Planned Parenthood, that will have a bigger impact, I think, on the abortion landscape than even the overturning of Roe v. Wade. I mean, if Planned Parenthood can't keep the doors open in Manhattan or in Illinois, how are they going to do so when they lose $750 million of your tax dollars and my tax dollars every single year? It would be just devastating. It would change the abortion landscape as we know it for good.
I am not the most politically charged individual. I should do a better job, but I can tell you, for me, I like to have enough sound bites in my bag when I'm talking to people that might be more on the other side. And I'm talking to people I attend church with, even. And when you start telling them that, did you know your tax dollars are being spent to pay for abortions? And not only the people in Illinois, but those that are visiting and coming in to Illinois to seek abortion. They're just mind blown. Steve, there's so much we could be doing on the political side, but for right now, let's bring it down to where we can do something today, tomorrow, and next week. So tell us how our folks out there can get involved with 40 Days for Life.
I encourage you to come out here and pray. Whether it's politics, whether it's the pregnancy center that we're standing behind, whether it's education, outreach, I think prayer is the engine that drives all of those successes. And so I encourage everyone, go to 40daysforlife.com/locations, find the closest one next to you. If that happens to be Aurora, you can just go to 40daysforlife.com/AuroraIL, 40daysforlife.com/AuroraIL. That way you don't end up at the Aurora, Colorado vigil. It makes a big difference. It changes hearts. And I'm sure you've seen out here, one of the phenomena that we've noticed is the longer a 40 Days for Life vigil is in town, the hearts of the community tend to soften to it. You go from kind of the curiosity or the angry honks to the suddenly like, well, I don't know if I agree with them, but they seem like they're peaceful, to suddenly people who consider themselves pro-choice turning their abortion-minded friends to the people on the sidewalk, the people on the streets. So it can do a lot, and 40daysforlife.com.
Wonderful. Well, thanks very much, Steve. And even though we are out here in the middle of a vigil, this particular site is a 365 site. We never stop praying out here. Yes, we have vigils, but we want people out here praying all the time. So come out, pray, sign up if you'd like, but we just want you to come out on the hill, and you know what? Double your efforts. Bring a friend. Make a promise yourself, I'm going to come out and bring a friend, because I think both of us have displayed the fact that we were invited out here for the first time. We didn't come out here on our own. It was through an invite. So once again, so thank you, Steve, again. And would you give us the website information one more time?
Absolutely. 40daysforlife.com/AuroraIL, or for a different location, maybe you're traveling, 40daysforlife.com/locations, and find the one nearest you. Thank you, Catherine.
Okay, thank you.
Catherine Walker and Steve Carlin with 40 Days for Life. Please make plans to participate in the special 40 Days Fall Campaign beginning in late September. And you can pray at the Aurora site and at several other 40 Days locations year-round. Please support the work of the Illinois Family Institute. All donations are tax-deductible. To give, click Donate at the top of the IllinoisFamily.org homepage, or call IFI at 708-781-9328. And be sure to visit IllinoisFamily.org to sign on for IFI email updates for information about pending legislation and upcoming events. Tell your family and friends about Illinois Family Spotlight. Until next time, stay healthy, stay active, and God bless.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.